passing the time with a friend, and you're down on your
knees.
No, you're down like this. You're down on your.
Well, you're just hunkering, kind of hunkering down.
Someone's been sick a while, and he's up and about now, but he still looks a little bit
pale.
Anything else you'd call it? Besides pale, he still looks, other than pale, he still looks what? He's been real sick, you might say. He still looks
weak.
You ever say sickly or poor?
Good.
Person who can lift heavy weights, and you would say he's a very
strong person.
A person that's easy to get along with, you would say his disposition is.
Has a good disposition.
All right. What else about his disposition? He's what? He always has a smile on his face, and he never loses his temper. You might say he's mighty.
Easy to get along with.
Any,
has a good disposition.
Any other things? If a boy's growing up and it seems like his arms and legs get in the way of everything and he knocks over furniture, you say he's awfully
awkward.
Anything else?
That's all I can think
of. Okay. A person who does a lot of things that don't make any sense, you say he's a plain
idiot.
Another word? Any other words?
Bummer? Stumbler?
If he says things or does things that don't make sense, you might say he's making a out of himself. He's making a.
Is that what you want me to say?
Something like that, yeah, you can say that.
That's awful to put on tape.
Well, a fool of himself.
An idiot. A fool out of himself would be better.
A person who will never spend a cent, you call him?
Tightwad.
When you say the word common about a person, what does it mean? They're growing very common. What would you mean?
Well, it means that to me she would not be dressed up nice, maybe wouldn't have her hair fixed good, nicely, or maybe wouldn't be pretty in the face.
An old man is still very strong and active. He doesn't show his age. You might say he's still quite
active.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Quite well.
Anything
for
else?
His age.
Yeah. You might say, I don't care how old he is. He's mighty.
Active or strong for his age. But
if you get to worrying about your children, let's say they were out on a date, you say, I can't help feeling a little
uneasy. I've had that lots of times. Listen for the doorbell to ring. Open the door and come in.
If you didn't want to go upstairs in the dark, you'd say, I'm
afraid in the dark.
She isn't afraid now, but she
used to be.